Welcome to Torah Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rachel Besser, and today we'll be studying Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Zayin, Chapter 37. Right when we see the words that open the Perek, Vayita elai yad Hashem, yotzieni beruach Hashem, Hashem's hand was upon me, and he took me out with the Spirit of God. The words that open Chapter 37, we know that this Perek is going to be dramatic and important. This phrase, Hashem's hand was on me and he took me out with his spirit, has come up three times before in this book, all at pivotal and serious moments. The first was the opening verse of chapter 1, as Yechezkel sees Hashem for the first time. Then, in Perek Gimel, this verse introduces Hashem sealing Yechezkel's mouth and making him silent except when he gives nevuah, a part of his nevuah hachdasha, his initiation. And then the last time we saw this phrase was when Yechezkel was sitting in his house in chapter 8 with the elders before him, and then suddenly Hashem's hand is on him and he's whisked away into this vision of Yerushalayim, and he sees how the sins there are dooming the people. And now we have it again, and it's the same type of perek, the same type of important dramatic perek. And the pasuk continues, "V'hayta alai yad Hashem, Hashem's hand was upon me, v'yotzieni beruach Hashem, and he took me out in the spirit of God, v'yinacheni v'toch habik'ah, and he took me to the midst of the valley, v'hi mele'ah atzamot, and this valley is full of bones." Yechezkel is once again carried by the spirit of Hashem, flown into an obscure vision, and then this time taken to a valley filled with bones, skeletons, a graveyard. Hashem turns to Yechezkel and he asks him in Pasuk Gimel, "Vayomer elai, ben adan, hatzechayena ha'atzamot ha'ele? Son of man, can these bones live? Can they be resurrected? These dry bones that you see in front of you filling up this valley, these skeletons, these graveyards, can they come back to life? Va'omar, Hashem Elokim, atayadata. Only you know the answer to that, Hashem. That's not a question that I, Yechezkel, can answer." Abarbanel explains, Hashem cannot be asking Yechezkel if these bones can come to life in a natural way. Of course they can't. And he can't be asking Yechezkel if Hashem could possibly bring these bones to life miraculously. Of course he can. Instead, says the Abarbanel, Hashem is asking Yechezkel, will these bones be brought back to life? They can be, but will they? Are they worthy? Will it happen to them? And Yechezkel, the prophet, who sees the future, he cannot see what Hashem does not reveal to him, and he doesn't know the answer. Only Hashem knows this. Only Hashem can evaluate these dry, brittle, completely dead bones and know if there is any chance of something living that can come forth. We find out the answer in the next pasuk. Hashem turns to Yechezkel and commands him to prophesy to the bones. Pasuk Hey, verse 5. Ko'amar Hashem Elokim la'atzamot ha'eleh. So says Hashem to these bones. Hine ani mevi bachem ruach. I am going to bring a spirit upon you, and you will live. And right now, we see that this spirit, perhaps that whisked Yechezkel away, is going to become so much more than the spirit of prophecy. It's going to become the spirit of life. Pasuk Vav. V'natati aleichem gidim. Now we're going to get the process of how it's going to happen. I'm going to put sinews on you, ve'aliti etchem basar, and then I'm going to put flesh on you, ve'karamti aleichem or, and then I'm going to cover you with skin, ve'natati b'chem ruach, and then finally, I'm going to put the breath of life inside you, ve'chayitem, and you shall live, ve'yadatem ki ani Hashem, and you will know that I am Hashem. This idea, this birth, reminiscent of the birth of Adam HaRishon, the fashioning of a body and then blowing into its nostrils the spirit of life, happens now to these bones. And that is exactly what happens. Pasuk Zayin, V'nebeiti kasher tzivitani, kasher tziviti, says Yechezkel, I did, I prophesied as I was commanded to. V'hi kol kinabi, v'hine rash, there's a voice, and then there's a great sound. And suddenly, v'tekrevu atzamot etzem al atzamot, the bones start to move. They start to get closer to each other. One bone connects to the next. V'ra'iti says pasuchat v'hine alehem gidim. And I saw that, yes, it's true, the sinews had formed on them. Ubasar Allah, and the flesh formed. V'yikarim alehem or milamala, and the skin covered above it. V'ruach im bahem, but there wasn't yet any spirit in them. They weren't yet alive. Vayomer Eli, says Pasuk Ted, Hashem now says to me, Hinabei el haruach, Hinabei ben adam, Va'amarta el haruach, Ko amar Hashem Elokim, Me'arba ruchot bo'i haruach, Upechi baharugim ha'ela, Ve'yachyu, turn and prophesy to the wind. Yes, the wind, all from all the four corners of the earth. Let the wind come, let the spirit come, and the wind will come into these people who were killed, and they will live. Rav Yaakov Meidan points out that there are three distinct stages to this vision. First, the bones come together. Second, there's the addition of the body. First, the sinews, the ligaments, then the muscle, then the skin. And then the third stage is when the spirit of life is breathed into them. And this explains, Rav Meidan highlights, that redemption does not always happen in one quick event. Rather, it may take various stages to reach a full redemption. And he proposes that the first stage that we saw of the bones coming to the bones are the exiles coming to Israel and building the Beit HaMikdash. There we see the bones are coming together. The formation of the body, he explains, are the individual exiles finding a way to join as a nation. But, says Rav Meidan, the Ruach Hashem, the real spirit, can only rest on a body that is whole. And that would depend on the whole Jewish people being united and together. This would be the final stage of the redemption. And Yechezkel does, as he's told, he gives his prophecy, Pasuk Yud, V'hina beiti kasher tzivani, I gave my prophecy as I was told, V'atavo bahem haruach, and this spirit, this wind did come, V'yichyu, and they lived, v'yamdu al raglehem, they stood up on their feet, chayil gadol ma'od ma'od. Suddenly an army stands before Yechezkel, an army of former skeletons, now living and breathing, alive, ready to go forth, ready to conquer, ready to do things. They are no longer these individual bones, but rather bodies put together, alive. This, says Hashem to Yechezkel, is a parable for Bnei Yisrael. Right now, they are brittle skeletons. Right now, they are lying in their graves. V'yomar elai ben adam, says Pasuk Yud Aleph. Hashem says, ben adam, son of man, ha'atzamot ha'ela. These bones, kol Beit Yisrael hema. They are the house of Israel. Hine omrim, they say, yevshu atzmotenu, va'avda tikvatenu, nigzarnu lanu. Our bones have dried up. We have lost all of our hope. We are cut off. And there's a play on words, on the word nigzarnu. What it actually means is we're cut off, the way a branch can be cut off from a tree. But it also has the connotation of the word gezerah. We are decreed, almost that we are living out a decree. We'll never leave Galut. We'll never be able to get back to where we were. We have no future. Our story ends here. Not so, says Hashem in Pasuk Yudbet, Lachen Hinavei. Give prophecy over and over. We're seeing this idea of Hashem telling Yechezkel, give prophecy. And it's actually Yechezkel's prophecy itself that brings the wind. Yechezkel himself is an integral part of this vision, this idea that there's a prophet. We know that that's so important to the Sefer. V'yed'u ki navi haya b'tocham. They'll know that a prophet was amongst them. We see here is not only Yechezkel's words, but he is part of bringing them together. His words, his ideas are part of the vision of the dry bones. It's what allows them to have hope once again. It's what allows them to rebuild. And therefore, he's so involved in this prophecy. Hinave, says Hashem. Va'amarta alem, ko amar Hashem Elokim. So says Hashem, Hine ani poter et kivuratchem. I am opening your graves. Va'aliti etchem. I am raising you up, mikvurotechem, from those graves, mikvurotechem ami, from the graves of my nation, vaheveti etchem al admat Yisrael, and I am bringing you back to the land of Israel. You will once again flourish, once again be alive, once again live in your land. The phrase va'avda tikvatenu that is said by the people in Galut, we have lost our hope. We are dead bodies. We have no future. Our story ends here, became the inspiration for a modern response to this hopelessness, embodied in the image of dry, cut-off, brittle bones. The response, written by Naftali Hertz Imber in 1877, in a song that became the national anthem of the State of Israel, said, Lo avda tikvatenu, we have not lost our hope. And now I'm quoting from the words of Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. Little could he have known, this Naftali Hertz Imber in 1877, that 70 years later, one third of the Jewish people would have become, in Auschwitz and Treblinka and Bergen-Belsen, a valley of dry bones. Who could have been blamed for saying, our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, and yet a mere 3 years after standing eyeball to eyeball with the angel of death, the Jewish people, by proclaiming the State of Israel, made a momentous affirmation of life, as if it had heard across the centuries the echo of God's words to Ezekiel, "Ve'heviti etchem el admat Yisrael," I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And a day will one day come when the story of Israel in modern times will speak not just to Jews, but to all who believe in the power of the human spirit as it reaches out to God as an everlasting symbol of the victory of life over death, hope over despair. Israel has taken a barren land and made it bloom again. It's taken an ancient language, the Hebrew of the Bible, and made it speak again. It's taken the West's oldest faith and made it young again. It's taken a shattered nation, and made it live again. Those are the words of Rabbi Jonathan Sacks on the dry bones, Nevuah, and how they're related to the song Hatikva, the hope, and how Eretz Yisrael in our times is also the answer to our dry bones. And there's a reason why this Nevuah of the dry bones has become part of our national story and our consciousness. Bones are the end. All hope is gone. There's no life. It's over. There's a skeleton. There's a body buried in the ground. But Yechezkel looks at it differently. Bones provide the structure to house new life. Now, only Hashem can build on the structure, but the structure remains. And it is those brittle bones that Hashem uses once again to bring about life and a process of rebirth, not just any life, but life in Eretz Yisrael, a nation returned to their land. The Nevuah in the second half of the Perek, from Pasuk 16 to 28, begins by Hashem instructing Yechezkel to do a ma'aseh simli, a symbolic action. Hashem tells Yechezkel to pick up two sticks, va'ata ben adam, kach lecha etz achad, v'katov alav liyehuda, ulivnei Yisrael chaveiro, v'lakach etz achad, v'katov alav liyosef, etz Ephraim, v'chol bei Yisrael chaveiro, says Hashem to Yechezkel, take a stick, and write on it, Yehuda. We know that that was not just Shevet Yehuda, but the country Yehuda. And on the other stick, you write, Yosef, Eitz Ephraim. And that was the other country, the kingdom of Yisrael, which was always known as Ephraim, because of its leadership came from Shevet Ephraim. And then Yechezkel is told to take these two sticks, V'karov otam achad el achad, in Pasuk Yitzayim, bring them together one to one, lecha le'etz achad, and they're going to become like one stick. V'hayu la'achadim v'yadecha. They're going to be, you're holding them together in your hands like one. And when people come and they ask you, halo tagid lanu ma'ela lach, what are you doing, Yechezkel? What are these? Daber aleihem, says Hashem. Ko amar Hashem Elokim, hinei ani lokech et etz Yosef asher v'yad Ephraim v'shivtei Yisrael chavirav, v'natati otam alav et etz Yehuda v'asitim le'etz echad. I am going to take these two divisions in Israel, these historic divisions, the children of Yehuda and the children of Yosef, the children of Rachel and the children of Leah, instead of being separate countries, which was so terrible, they are going to be v'hayu echad piyadi. These two countries are going to be one in my hands. Rav Meidan points out that the word eitz is related to the word etzem. The word stick is related to the word bones. And in fact, the second nevuah is a reflection of the first. In the natural world, two sticks cut off from their tree cannot be rejoined, not to the tree and not to each other. It had been so many years since the tribes of Israel broke apart, and maybe it's just too hard to put these things back together. Maybe people, tribes, nations really just do grow so far apart that they cannot be rejoined. But it's not too hard for Hashem. These dry and brittle sticks, who used to be part of the same tree, and these dry and brittle bones, who used to be part of the same body, will revive and be infused once again with growth and life, and not just able to rejoin, but to thrive. Od lo avda tikvatenu. Our hope is not yet lost. Thank you for learning together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avram. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.